Item 11, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding the status of the farm and fish hatchery. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Smith, would you introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. My name is Guy Smith, and I'm Chief of Operations for Milwaukee County Parks. I am here today to give an update, informational update, regarding the farm and fish hatchery since our last report, which was in May. As you are aware, the Hunger Task Force has a lease with Milwaukee County in which the Hunger Task Force operates the fish hatchery as well as running the farming operation, which supplies their stock box program serving the greater Milwaukee community. I am glad to say that at the present time, the fish in the rearing ponds at the fish hatchery are stable. As of spring 2014, 47,000 fish were stocked in Milwaukee County parks, ponds, and lagoons. There were youth fishing clinics held this spring. There's some that have been held this summer, and there's still more to come this winter, even though we don't want to think about winter right now. The Hunger Task Force at the hatchery has infused nearly 1 million gallons of dechlorinated municipal water into the rearing ponds to minimize the buildup of ammonia and other potential toxins. The Parks Department and Hunger Task Force have partnered and are sharing the costs on this water use. As additional safeguards, the Hunger Task Force staff are utilizing aerators and are testing the water chemistry daily. In case there would be a need for immediate removal of the fish from the rearing ponds, Scout Lake and Anderson Lake are two nearby locations where the remaining fish would be stocked if necessary. As discussed in our last update, the high-capacity well within the confines of the House of Corrections facility failed in October of 2013 and is too costly to fix. Over the course of the past year, the Milwaukee County Parks Department, the Hunger Task Force, including Executive Director Sherry Tussler, the University of Milwaukee, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee School of Freshwater Sciences, the House of Corrections staff, and some contractors have met to discuss various options to address potential short-term and long-term solutions for the fish hatchery. So various options that were discussed are included. One would be a residential well near the hatchery, which would be on the east side of the street for approximately $20,000. A new high-capacity well, which would be near the hatchery on the east side of the street for approximately $200,000. Utilizing a recirculating system or systems, these costs for these systems are being developed as we speak. Utilizing municipal water, which would need to be dechlorinated prior to flowing through the hatchery. The estimate that we did discuss that was provided by the Hunger Task Force based on the City of Franklin's water department rates would be approximately $610,000. However, this price does include sewer fees, which if it is used in the current fashion, which is a flow-through system, the cost would be approximately a third less because the sewer fees would be backed out. To date, there is a generous donor that has indicated to the Hunger Task Force that they may be interested in potentially putting funds toward a game-changing solution towards the fish hatchery. Sherry Tussler and her team would have more details on those specifics on that potential opportunity. But as of yesterday afternoon, with Freshwater Sciences, Sherry Tussler, and the Parks Department, as of yesterday afternoon, a generous corporate donor has agreed to fund a feasibility study of a recirculating systems at the current fish hatchery site in Franklin. This study would be conducted under the guidance and leadership of Dean David Garman and Fred Binkowski from UW-Milwaukee's Freshwater Institute. The study will include technical plans and budget, and it is anticipated that this study will be completed by August 15th. A recirculating system could potentially reduce the amount of water being used and could be more efficient, as well as it would utilize more modern technology.
Thank you. Questions, Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, if you could ask Mr. Smith about this, the water recirculation system, you said? Yeah. This grand new system that's envisioned that we might get, So they said the study, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Smith indicated that the study would be completed by August 15th?
That is correct.
Okay. And, Mr. Chairman, then I'm curious, so the study would be done then, but how soon then until we had a new system in place?
Well, the study would be giving us the budget as well as technical schematics that we could utilize to look at with our skilled trades, electricians, plumbers, see what it would take for those costs to put it together. And then also within that study, we had asked, what's the timing? You know, if it appears to be a good option to go with, you know, what's the timing? How long would it take to get the components? So those things would be contained within that feasibility study that the freshwater sciences folks would be doing.
Okay, and I presume, Mr. Chairman, the cost of operation would also be part of that scope.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'm curious, is the water in the tank with the fish are in, is the water currently circulating?
Currently, all of the majority of the fish are in the rearing ponds, which are outside.
Okay.
And so those are being aerated, and that's where the million gallons of water have been circulated into those ponds. There's a few fish that they have inside the hatchery in a couple isolated tanks, but the majority of the fish are in those rearing ponds. They're being aerated. Water chemistry is being tested daily by Hunger Task Force staff.
And, Mr. Chairman, so it's getting kind of hot at last. Apparently summer is here, finally. So are those fish at risk of an algae bloom?
Certainly that is a concern, and that's why the testing is going on and why we continue to have water dechlorinated and pushed in there. But also at the same point, with all of us at the table yesterday asking to have the study done sooner than later, and also in addition, in case there is an emergency, that we would have close by water, you know, like I mentioned, Scout Lake and Anderson Lake, which fall under auspices, could be stocked.
Another brief question, Mr. Chairman. I ask about the algae bloom because that would kill the fish, essentially eat up all the oxygen and fish would float to the surface. Make the fishing easy.
Thank you, Dr. Pistole.
Unfortunately. I heard Mr. Binkowski's name mentioned, Fred Binkowski from the Water Institute. Fabulous guy. Oh, so if the fish had to be moved to Scout Lake, or you said Anderson Lake, then what? Would they stay there till the winter?
They would be there. People would fish, and that's where they would be stocked.
Okay.
They're big enough to hold capacity.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further questions by committee? Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How many fish are in the ponds, Mr. Smith, over at
approximately 80,000.
80,000 fish. So you're telling the committee that Scout Lake and this Anderson Lake could handle 80,000 fish.
Yes.
It's a tip as to where to go.
Well, there's a lot of seaweed in Scout Lake, but
it has been treated already this year.
Is somebody here from Hunger Task Force? Well, I'm assuming that. Because it's two members of Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee, dated July 14th from Sherry Tussler, status of the fish hatchery. I hope that my colleagues got this. I'm seeing nodding. Okay. The last paragraph on the second page, okay, the first line says, so we, meaning Hunger Task Force, we respectfully suggest that the urban fishing program is in its final year. And it takes a full page, almost a quarter, to get to that stage. I guess I'm not as optimistic as I heard Mr. Smith just now. I'm curious, this seems rather rash. How would the Parks Department respond to this being the last year of the urban fishing program?
Director Dargo.
That's inappropriate comment at this time.
I might add that I talked to Ms. Tussler earlier today before the meeting, and she briefed me on the donor, the possibilities, and I think I was distressed to see that the contractual obligations on the part of Hunger Task Force were not being met and honored up front, as I had expected they would when we signed them on. Ms. Tussle understands that, and she's proceeding in these negotiations with both Parks and with the donor, who I think would prefer to remain anonymous, so I'm not in a position to want to reveal that at this point. But I think we can look forward to a more positive report in September, and we'll have time between now and then to examine the statement that's been made there that you and I both have some concern with.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Maybe I don't mean to throw up the white flag or urgent flag or sense of urgency or whatever, but I mean I feel like we're hamsters on a wheel here. We're spinning our wheels, and I don't know if we have this kind of time. I mean, Supervisor Haas talked about, you know, algae and you know, we obviously know that there's going to be some expenditure, whether or not the Hunger Task Force can come up with that money. You know, we've got prospects or whatever, but in the meantime, I think we're in risk here of these fish. So I guess I'm a little disappointed in the lack of sense of urgency, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I would hope that the county executive is taking into account the circumstances, as I'm sure they've been reported to him, and that should additional money be needed, for instance, to drill a new well on the grounds of the fish hatchery, that we could reach into contingency to provide that money. After all, this is our operation, even though they're running it, and if water is the main issue here and whether or not we can provide that water, and I think we ought to expeditiously move toward that end and provide the water as quickly as possible. But I expect some sort of action on the part of the executive branch of this government.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there further questions regarding this? It's an informational item. No action required. Item number 12, please.